The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Jake Walker, your host. I'm joined this morning by Valerie Taylor and Jenny Heinley, right, from UWF alumni, and they're here to tell us about what a great summer we're going to have. And if you've got kiddos, listen up, because this is going to be great. Also, I'm going to try to give away some tickets for the Pensacola Opera while we're doing this today. So that'll be fun as well. So don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Valerie Taylor is the Associate Director of Community Programs, and Jenny Heinley is the Continuing Education Director of Marketing. And we're here to talk about camp, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So in particular, the Explore Summer Camps. I wish I would have had something like this. All I had was 4-H camp when I was a kid, mm-hmm. which 4-H camp was pretty good. But from what you guys are telling me here, this is going to be awesome. So tell me about Explore Summer Camps.
Yeah, we are an academic enrichment day camp on the University of West Florida campus, as well as at the Pensacola Museum of Art. We do summer programming for incoming first graders all the way to incoming 12th graders. Mm. So we do a lot of STEAM camps. That's science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
When did they add the A? Wasn't it like a just? It was recently, right? Because it was always STEM when I was growing up.
It's really.
Oh,
it's yeah. It's getting more and more popular, but it's
STEAM.
Yeah,
STEAM. I like it. I like it.
And then because when you're a 6-year-old, you know, it's you got to do it all. We love the cross curriculum thing, so we can hit it all: art, math, reading. Yeah. We're gonna try to do it all.
Any art experience, I think, just, you know, like they've said, I think researchers have shown that it feeds the other, you know, areas where, you know, you can be better at all your schoolwork if you're getting into arts as well. So I'm glad they added the A about 10 years ago. I missed that. So these camps, you said everybody from first graders all the way up through 12th?
Yeah, first grader all the way up through 12th. We have a couple of, not all summer for the high schoolers, but we do a few like specialty high school programs that are normally taught through like our departments, our like faculty or like graduate students will do a little bit more of an in-depth topic. Like one of ours, for example, is called Burials, Bones, and Beyond.
Oh.
And that is a forensic anthropology camp for high schoolers.
Very cool.
And so that is in conjunction with our Department of Anthropology and Archaeology and taught by graduate students. And yeah, they learn about forensic anthropology. They get to get really hands-on. They do a bone scatter at the end of the week and learn all about that.
Mm. You see that on television a lot now, the forensic science. And I know a lot of kids grow up really excited about that because they see it, you know, dramatized in these shows, which some of them, you know, if they're young enough, they shouldn't be watching those shows. They should go to bed. But yeah, forensic science is huge. And, you know, I wanted to be a detective when I was a kid. So that's really, really cool. You said a bone scatter. What is that?
It's where they take basically like fake skeleton parts and they like scatter them on the ground outside. And then the campers get to go out and throughout the week they learn about like, you know, anatomy and like what different bones look like. So like they're able to like go out, do markings, identify what they're seeing.
Actually build a forensic crime scene and then be able to solve that forensic crime scene. So all of the shows that they watch or the podcasts that they listen to, they're able to bring that into real life, into the classroom while they're learning, you know, and having fun while they're learning. They break up into groups and do these projects and really have a blast with it while, you know, not realizing how much they're actually learning over the summer.
How long has this summer camp program been around?
We started in 2006.
Six, okay.
This is the 18th year that we're going into. of summer camps. Yeah.
Quick math. Yes.
Yeah. Quick math.
Yeah. How long have you both been involved?
We just were talking about that actually. Mm-hmm. My first summer was 2014. Mm-hmm. So a little over 10 years, and Jenny started the year after me, so 2015.
Yeah, so about 10 years of promoting fun.
Very nice.
Specifically explore camps. Mm-hmm. It's been great. Awesome. What's better than promoting fun?
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And to give the kids something to do, especially if it's outside at all and they're not just inside on their tablets and their computers, that's definitely great. Where can people go online to find out more information about this?
We have our schedule and all of the information listed on our website. You can go to uwf.edu/explorecamps. Mm-hmm. And we have our full list of our schedule there, week by week, and then also by incoming grades. So we break it up two different ways to make it really easy for parents to find what they're looking for. We know that these are the months that's the mad dash to find good summer camp programming for your kids. And so we try to offer opportunities for local parents to have a good mix of, you know, come to our camps for, we have some that come all summer. We have some that just come for a week here or there, and mix it in with some of the great recreational camps that we have in the area as well. But it's all listed on the website, and their registration is open. They're able to go ahead and register now. If the camp is full, we do have wait lists. I think many parents in the area know it's hard to find the good camps, and the good ones go quick. But we do have wait lists. So if there's still a camp that they see that they think their child would really be interested in, we suggest that they definitely stay on that wait list and reach out to us, and we'll let them know if a spot opens up for them.
Right. Because some families may say, hey, I know you had your heart set on this summer camp, but we're going to go visit grandma over in Utah and you can't be there. So then a spot opens up and then you're there.
Right. And chances are, too, if, you know, one is full, they're going to find another one that is exciting. The mix of camps and activities that we have, I think we really take a lot of pride in how we're building these. Valerie and her team does a fantastic job of having a good variety. I mean, anything from a Broadway camp and an improv camp to, junior mad scientists for first and second graders and third and fourth graders. So we see so many of these television shows and on the streaming sites of people doing science. And rather than having your child sitting there watching it on television, you can actually have them in a classroom environment with kids their age, and they're experiencing this with their own hands. Right. Everything is super hands-on. Mm-hmm. Our instructors are all teachers. They're all certified teachers from the Pensacola area, so they understand classrooms and how to really keep these kids engaged.
Right.
And we also have our assistants that are in the classroom are UWF students. So some of them are going into teaching, or some of them are in science and engineering. So it gives them the opportunity to get involved, too.
To be a mentor, almost.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So it really is an all-around hands-on experience where everyone is all in for fun.
I don't know if you guys covered this or not in the beginning, but is there what are the fees? Is there a cost to this?
Yeah, there is a cost. It can vary per camp, but it's about $220 for the week.
Okay. All right. That's not too bad if you think about how much they're going to get through this. We've been talking about some of the different, programs that you have during this camp. What are your favorites? What is the one that you can pick out that you say that, man, if I was a kid, I would want to be a part of that one?
I'm a big reader. Mm. And so we have a camp called Storybook Science. And so it's for our second graders. And it's where they will read a storybook and then they like do a science STEAM activity based on the book. And so I think that's a really, really fun one where they get to read and then they get to like bring the book to life through like a hands-on activity.
Oh, cool.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you can see, you know, first or second grader that you're still trying to get them used to being excited about learning or, you know, wanting them to be engaged in learning, but they don't even realize the things that they're learning and how, you know, to see them be inventive and show off their crafts or, you know, projects that they've worked on at the end of that week. It's super exciting to see that. I think my favorite besides the burial and bones, which we talked about, we Lego is a huge thing, so we kind of say we've got a block party. We've got a spring break camp that's happening, coming up soon, that's all Lego robotics, and we call that our block party, and that's a favorite every year, and that's coming back again this year. Lego's always coming out with exciting new curriculum, and we've had the opportunity to incorporate that new curriculum into what we're doing in our camps. We like to keep everything fresh because we do have returning campers every year. So yeah, I think Lego robotics is a big one for me, and the junior mad scientists, and of course Harry Potter camps are always super popular with everybody.
Harry Potter camps?
What does
that involve? Do you get to dress up?
They
do. Yeah.
What?
It's so funny. We call them our Explore Hogwarts. We have year one, two, and three, and they get older with each year. The morning of those camps, you know the kids that are in those camps because they're walking up. They have their Gryffindor shirt. They have their Hogwarts shirt. Mm-hmm. It's like, no doubt, they wear their capes.
No house sorting needed. They already know.
Yeah. And so that's a great camp. We have a few camps like that that we call like our cross curriculum camps, where we take a theme. It could be Harry Potter, American Girls, another theme. And then we learn through that theme. They do, you know, they write for the Daily Prophet. So they're getting their writing in. They're creative writing, and they do potions, which is science. Mm-hmm. They do, you know, they play Quidditch, so they get their physical activity in. So that's
like
one of those,
of
and
wands.
Then lots of crafts, and then and depending on the year, you know, they might do like I'm blanking, sky, stars.
Oh, yeah.
Astronomy.
So yeah, that's one of those ones that are just really fun, and everybody's super into it because it's around this topic that they really enjoy, and so they get to be creative and use their imagination, and learning is happening without it feeling like
learning. And that's the best, when you see a kid so distracted by learning something that you know they're totally engrossed in it, with no bad distractions.
Yeah.
If you have questions this morning about the Explore summer camps coming up at UWF, let us know. 437-1620. Somebody just texted in, what was that website again to sign up for the camps? It's uwf.edu/explorecamps, all one word, and that will take you to where you need to go. My guests this morning, Valerie Taylor, the Associate Director of Community Programs, and Jenny Heinle, the Continuing Education Director of Marketing for UWF, talking about Explore summer camps. Weeks of fun and education for your school-aged children, 1st through 12th. You know, definitely register now. If there's a waiting list, get on it and stay on it, because you never know, a spot might open up. Get those questions in before we run out of time, because this time does go by really quickly. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, we've been talking about the benefits for the kids coming into the camps for the summer, but what are the benefits for both parents and children in this process?
I think one of the biggest benefits for parents is we are like a safe place to bring their child each summer. Like Jenny said, our camps are taught by teachers, so these are people who are professionals, who are like experienced in classroom management, and also that when their campers come, you know, they're learning and they're having fun, and we're also pride ourselves on our organization, and the registration process is easy. We do a lot of communications. We send out emails. So I think we can like help parents feel calm in the process of like signing their children up and like knowing what to do, knowing where to go, knowing that their campers are with like a place that is safe, that is gonna help them like have fun and be productive all day. And then for the campers, obviously, like the biggest benefit is just they're going to keep that learning going throughout the summer. You know, summer slide is a real thing. And so in our camps, you know, there is learning happening. And it's a classroom setting without like having to like do worksheets and test. Mm-hmm. And so it also kind of helps them like keep up that classroom and that learning. So that way when they go back to school in the fall, there hasn't been such a break in that.
Our goal is to really make sure that parents are happy when they drop their child off, and parents are happy and the kids are happy when they pick them up. And we see that. We see that every week. And, you know, we see parents that are excited. This will see you next week. And these are week by week camps, and they keep coming back. And now we have you know, some of our campers started in first grade and now they're going into eighth grade, going into ninth grade, and they keep coming back. And the goal, of course, would be eventually, we've been doing this for 18 years mm-hmm. now, and pretty soon some of these kids are going to be at UWF, we hope, because right. they've established this love of learning at a young age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll come back and then work at the camps that mm-hmm. they once were a part of.
And we've had that happen, yeah. which is fun. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So it really is, you know, the university is a big part of this community, and one of this opportunity for community programming, we think, is so important, and to establish a love of learning at a young age for these kids in a fun and engaging way where they're understanding, you know, multiple disciplines and these concepts coming together and having fun while they're doing it. There's just really nothing beats it when you see a kid running out of the classroom to their parents and showing them what they created or what they did that day and, you know, saying, I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
That's great. My guests this morning, Valerie Taylor and Jenny Heinle from UWF, talking about Explore Summer Camps coming up. Go online and register now, uwf.edu/explorecamps. One thing kind of came to my mind here is the pickup drop-off process. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who have children, especially if they go to a bigger school, sometimes that process can get a little involved. What do you guys know anything about that process for the summer camps?
Yeah, it varies a tiny bit each year based on just like where we end up putting the camps each year. But mm-hmm. really, we outline it very thoroughly in a welcome letter to our parents.
Okay.
But normally, you know, it's we keep our camps towards the front of campus, so it's a little bit easier to access. People don't have to like try to get lost on campus. Mm. But it's they walk them into a specific building. We have a drop-off table. We check them in, and then at the end of the day, come back to the exact same location, same building, and then check them out with us.
The good thing about, you know, growth in technology mm-hmm. is growth in apps and other things that we're available
right.
to do. So they're really, we actually have a computer system that we utilize to be able to mm-hmm. ensure that we're checking in the kids and we're checking out the kids. So those with, you know, checks on who is picking up our kids.
Right.
And who,
bring your ID.
Yeah.
We are very strict.
We are very strict.
Okay.
We will not release a child to you unless we have a face with a name that is allowed to pick up that child. And that's just, you know, the standard procedures that we've put in place to ensure safety of the children and help things run smoothly.
Mm. That's very good to know. Very safe environment. All the people around your children will be teachers and assistants from UWF. Explore Summer Camps is what we're talking about. Get your questions in before it's too late. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else can you tell me about some of these camps? Because all the ones you mentioned just sound so much fun. Are there any more that come to mind that you can tell people about if maybe they haven't heard one that really tickles their fancy?
Sure. So if you have elementary age, we have Animal Planet. Oh. And so you'll get to learn about all different types of animals as well as their habitats. I think we have other ones for school age that maybe full, but if you have, you know, a little one that really likes bugs, we've got one that's yes. Bugs Don't Bug Me. Yeah. We have Architects coming up this.
Architects, yeah. So it's like science meets art about like building and.
Yeah. Also, the Pensacola Museum of Art. So there's multiple camps happening there mm-hmm. as well. So if you have a child that is really into art, mm-hmm. there's four different camps for four different ages that are happening downtown at the PMA that are affiliated with Explore Camps. And we've heard nothing but, you know, great things there too. Every time we're down there, it's big smiles and learning more about different aspects of art.
Yeah, and that they're one of the other people who do one of our high school program. So they have a summer art intensive for mm-hmm. high schoolers down there. So if you have a high schooler who's really interested in art, that's a great program.
Right. Somebody just texted in, is there a multi-child discount?
There is a multi-child discount. We have a few discounts. We have an early bird discount. So we have 5% off until the end of the month, until the end of March. And then we have a sibling discount, which is another 5%. So that's for any second or more child gets an additional 5% off. So you can get up to like 10% off right now. And we do a UWF discount as mm-hmm. well for anyone who's UWF faculty, staff, and even alumni, actually. Mm. So
Let's talk food real quick. Mm-hmm. What can we expect our kiddos to be eating during these camps?
Whatever you pack them for lunch. They do have to bring their own lunch and snacks for the camp.
Oh, okay. All right. A little PB&J and some Cheez-Its for the old Jakester to go to camp. We're talking this morning about Explore Summer Camps at UWF. Sign up right now, and if there's a waiting list, you might want to just stay on it because you never know when a spot might open up. Go to uwf.edu/explorecamps for more information. We're getting a couple texts in here. People, I think, are really getting excited about this because, like we said, you know, when the summer rolls around, you want your kids to be active. You want them to be learning while they're not in school. And this is just a great way to get them out, get their hands-on experience on stuff. And this, if you didn't hear it earlier, we spoke about a Harry Potter camp. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is just still blowing my mind because everything you described about the camp involves everything from STEAM, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I know kids are going to get really involved in that. If there was like a Ghostbusters camp, I would probably try to...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because those movies are coming back in popularity. And that was when I was a kid, I wanted to be a Ghostbuster so bad. I don't know how you would work that into... science and technology. Maybe
until next year.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Be on the schedule.
Yeah. Maybe anything involving music, playing musical instruments.
We don't have any playing musical instruments camps this year. We do have a Broadway bound camp. And so that's a musical theater camp.
Nice.
So that's our only 2-week camp. So that camp is 2 weeks. And at the end of it, they put on a production for their families at our Center for Fine and Performing Arts. So that's a really fun camp that they do. And then we have our other kind of is like an improv camp. We do that. That's for middle schoolers and they learn how to do improv. So
you could call it Whose Child Is It Anyway?
that's a great idea.
Yeah. That was pretty much the extent of my improv skills just right there. You just heard that. What about dress code for the kids? Anything off limits, on limits? What are we looking for here?
We don't really have a dress code other than, we encourage them to wear tennis shoes because we do recess and just for safety. And then really it's just summer. So clothes that are cool and also clothes that can get messy because a lot of the camps, like they are hands-on, they are doing science experiments, they are doing art.
Right.
So
there's glue, glitter, paint.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. So put them in the old clothes, the hand-me-downs to go to camp.
Yeah, right. Put them in the clothes where you're like, at the end of the summer, we're buying new clothes for the school year, so plan to not wear those anymore.
And kids love their Crocs, but leave those guys at home. They want some closed-toed shoes if you can, just in case. So if you have any questions, let us know, 437-1620. We're about out of time. Go to uwf.edu/explorecamps for more information. A big benefit for both parents and kids this summer to enroll them. All of your school-age children from 1 to 12, there's discounts available for multi-kid discount. And what did you say? Till the end of this month?
Yeah, till the end of the month, an early bird discount.
Early bird discount. That sounds great. My guests this morning have been Valerie Taylor and Jenny Heinley. Jenny is the Continuing Education Director of Marketing, and Valerie is the Associate Director of Community Programs at UWF. Thank you guys so much for being here and bringing this information to us, because I know a lot of people are listening at work or they're in their car and they're like, oh, that's what my kid is going to do this summer. Got it. You know, because I would be so nervous if I had kids when summer was rolling around, because I remember when summer got there when I was a kid, my parents were like, please, I know you're leaving, you're walking down the road, please don't get into any trouble. Don't jump up into a tree or anything like that. So this is great that we can keep a safe learning environment for our kids. So what made you guys want to do this? You know, I know you're at UWF, but like this in particular, what made you think, I want to get involved in these summer camps?
Well, I applied specifically to work for the summer camps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So my first job was just a part-time at this place was to start working in the summer specifically with the camps. And that's my background is teaching education. And so I thought it just sounded fun and awesome. And it's grown from there.
And Jenny, real quick, I've got about 10 seconds.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's just the opportunity through all the programs that I do promote. This is the most fun because you're promoting fun. Like I said
Definitely.
Before, there's nothing that beats it.
Go to uwf.edu/explorecamps. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.